Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, that was sweet to hear last night. I've decided what my favorite kind of Mets seasons are. The Mets seasons that start off with extreme promise, and this one obviously did, and it's not over, but then they slowly fall apart, which could be happening. They've lost 9 out of 10 now. I mean, they look like they're in some trouble. I still think we're probably going back and forth with them all year. But boy, Hugh, there's nothing funnier than a Mets team that is supposed to be good, looks like they're good, and then bad things happen. Yeah, and it usually does to them.
Yeah, it does, man. And that's why they went on and got what's that pitcher's name they just picked up?
That would be Dickie Lovelady. As you minutes ago talked about how mature you are.
His name is Richard. But he wants to be known as Dickie.
This segment's cooked.
I'm just saying. He said he wants to be known as Dickie.
My favorite part of that was you didn't even have a discussion and then sneak it in.
No,
you set it up. You know what that was? You ever see an NBA player?
It's called childish. That's what it's
called. You ever see an NBA player lob the ball to himself off the backboard to slam dunk it? That's what you did. You're like, what was his name? Oh, yeah. Dickie Lovelady.
I mean, it's right there, man. That's what they call it, like low-hanging fruit. That's just right there.
So you think they picked up Dickie Lovelady to save their season?
No, because they needed a pitcher. And he was adamant about what he wanted to be known as.
They did have Hawk Tua throwing out the first pitch. Was that last year?
Hey, well, Kyle, that's a way to throw an alley-oop there, brother.
I was going to ask if they run her back, but I don't know.
Well, they can't have Hawk Tua throw Dickie Lovelady's pitch.
Well, who was now that we're here? Last year the Mets had a veteran. Like an older veteran throw out the first pitch. Remember this?
Who?
You don't remember this?
Mm-mm.
They had a United States veteran.
Older, mature
veteran. Yeah. I believe his name was Seymour Wiener.
Oh, yeah, that's
no,
right.
No, stop yeah. it.
No, I think you're dead right about that.
Yeah, the first pitch was thrown out by Seymour Wiener. And I mean, you're the one being immature here.
This is the
man's name.
Hey, I appreciate your contributions to our child. It's still a joke. I appreciate it.
Well, I was going to let it be, but then we brought up all the nonsense that the Mets do. Anyway, they lost again last night, which was the theme of this.
Right,
yeah, they're now a game and a half back of the Phillies.
World War II veteran, a beloved New York Mets
Seymour
super
Wiener.
Fan. Oh, he passed away.
Yeah.
He was 98.
Rest in peace.
His name was really Seymour. So that's veteran of the game. He was recognized. His popularity soared because he was recognized as veteran of the game, leading to the Mets even featuring his name on Dollar Dog Night.
Oh, boy.
Excuse me?
That's what it says. He said he was featured on Dollar
Dog
Night.
Talk about seizing the opportunity.
I know, that's...
He was a lifelong Mets fan, attending games for decades, and even witnessing Jackie Robinson's debut. Wiener's daughter, Beth Wiener, shared...
Bro. Do we need to read the entire article?
Okay, I'm done.
Wiener's daughter is...
You know what? As we come,
it was so serious.
We've lost you.
Which I guess it is, but
Wiener's daughter, Beth Wiener.
That's the woman's name. Let her be.
I know, but damn it, man. How much trouble can we get in for this? Are we going to get in trouble?
Yeah, today's the day we'll get in trouble.
We're going to find out.
Yep. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. A lot of polls up today. The most recent poll that we put up is, do you consider 50 old?
Yes.
You do?
Well, I mean, it is old, but I look good for 50, so I ain't tripping. Like, for real. I'm
basically, you're saying all of you, the rest of you out there.
That's, like, yeah, basically.
All right. 61% of the responders so far do not believe 50 is old. 39%. That's a pretty interesting split. About 60-40.
Yeah, because probably most of the people that are responding are over 50.
Like, trying to cope.
What I mean? Like, yeah, it's old, dude. It's okay.
How about this? The same amount of people, percentage-wise, that voted that 50 isn't old also believe that the Phillies could sustain without Bryce Harper if he's out for a significant amount of time. Also, just one quick thing as we circle back to the Seymour Wiener story you read. If you saw Jackie Robinson play live, you're probably pretty old.
Yeah, oh, you old.
I mean, he debuted in the 40s. I mean, yeah. If you did that, it's...
He made it to 98, though. I don't know if I want to be here until I'm 98, though. Because it's almost a guarantee that everything ain't working at 98. And you probably
anything works at 98, it's a win.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, just anything.
Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot.
So you have a goal, 80s, 90?
I'm thinking, like if I get 20 more of these things, that's a nice run.
20's not that long.
I know when you say it like that, but that's about the realistic of the situation.
You're bumping up against a two-minute warning.
You know what I'm saying? As long as everything working, I'm good.
Only 20 more?
20.
Let's start a countdown clock if it's only 20 more.
It's the final countdown.
Well, speaking of this, I did see yesterday Alex Rodriguez said he thought that if Pete Rose had been elected to the Hall of Fame, it would have added 5 years to his life because he would have been happier. So does the Eagles Hall of Fame add time to your life?
I think so.
Okay.
You know what? You know what though.
So the Eagles kept you here longer.
You know what? When you say for instance like Harper, like that, you want to see some of his milestones when you get older. Something
I actually
like that.
Think there's something totally real about that. That if you have younger people in your life as you age,
they help you keep you younger.
And you live for them. You want to be around.
See around. You want to be around for them. You want to go to the doctor. But it also helps older gentlemen. If you start taking care of yourself, or Kyle for this matter, start taking care of yourself younger. Yeah. Because I have a lot of friends now, man, and I consider it a blessing. Because when they say, hey, I just had open heart surgery or something like that because, I ate, my cholesterol was bad and stuff like that. If you start younger, you put yourself in a better position. Now, there are certain things that happen that you have no control over. But as far as like exercising early and trying to maintain a healthy diet, that helps out a lot. It really, really does.
I'm actually amazed we found a moment of clarity and maturity in the middle of this conversation. That was
that was a
wonderful PSA.
That's probably about we gave you 3 minutes of being mature.
Yeah, now back to the story of Seymour Wiener.
From Seymour Wiener to see most Wiener.
Wait, but what happened?
Bill in Princeton has a take on sustainability with the Phillies. What's up, Bill?
How you guys doing? No, I think I like that the fact that even though Bryce is out, they're all stepping up, whether that's Schwarber, whether that's Trey. I mean, he's having the best year he's ever had since being here. And then they're doing a good job of finding these role players as well, And so I think it's sustainable. Pitching stays up like we've always talked about. And look, even when Bryce comes back, it's not like who knows how long that wrist is going to be. But I think they've got the pieces to do it, and they're looking inside saying, we've got to do it. We can't wait for him to show up.
Yeah, but the way you framed it, Bill, it's almost, I think of it like a backup quarterback scenario, and the pitching would be the defense. Like, if the Eagles had a great defense and Jalen now or anyone in the past, like, the quarterback goes down, and then, like, Trey is like a running back or a receiver. Like, the other guys are stepping up. They can obviously pitch really well with their starting pitching. I think it's going to keep him in games. And, Bill, if you told me right now that they say Bryce is going to be out another month and a half, I'm not happy. But I think when he came back, I still think they'd be in a good spot, maybe within a game or two of the division. I don't think they'd get buried without him.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I totally agree with you. I mean, look, Atlanta's where they are, right? Yeah, maybe they're getting a little bit hot, things like that. But again, it's a long baseball season. And as we know from last year, they were in a great spot in the All-Star game. And then, you know, it didn't go as well. But again, they know, I'm sure they're feeling the pressure with the age dynamic in that group. They want to do it. They know that if it doesn't work, they're going to be broken apart. So I think they're all feeling it. And they're all coming around saying, we can do this.
No question. All right, now, I never thought I would do this with a caller, but I see here you also want to talk about Seymour Wiener.
So it's not necessarily Seymour Wiener, but just to, point of trivia, you can look this up. The Rowan University, Glassboro State, where I graduated from in 1987, their football stadium is named after a former football coach and golf coach, and his name is Richard Dick Wacker. Look it up.
Oh, boy.
We're about to look that up.
Yeah, Hugh's on now. Now, is that name like on the stadium? Like on the
Wow. Up at the top above the press box and everything.
Richard Wacker Stadium. And lather Vaseline on me. Richard Wacker.
Bill, thank you for that information. Phone call.
Thank you, Bill, because you just confirmed that I am not the oldest. I am not the oldest childish individual.
Well, how do you know Bill's older?
Yeah, that was Bill, you just Bill's totally
probably
just
Bill's probably mature. He's a little mature. No, he sounded a little mature.
Because
he knew who Dick Wacker was.
Well, he did say he graduated from Rowan in the 80s. Yeah. And you got out of school in the 90s. So he'd be older. Okay. But you did say he's not the oldest one, but you kind of consider yourself old when you said that.
Well, I'm just saying I look good. I ain't really tripping on being old. I could take my clothes off and look pretty darn good. Next
got time. Called old school, man.
Yeah,
that was an ego hit.
That was an ego. It was more funny than anything.
Yeah, but it was one of those you laugh, then deep down you walked away. No, and it was like, oh,
it hurt.
I didn't even tell you the other one that was even worse than that one.
You got worse than old school?
Oh, yeah. No, dude, we were sitting there like, so Rasheem Mathis, right, he played for Jacksonville. He went into the HBCU Hall of Fame. So he had one of his cousins that's a coach there with him that was younger. So we were talking, and I was talking about Harper Swing because Rasheem played baseball.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, Rasheem, how can I explain to Harper to get his bat up? And he was telling me, he said, just tell him like how he talks on his cell phone to hold his bat like he's talking on the cell phone, hold up to his ear. And he was like, his cousin was like, you got a son? He said, how old is your son? I said, 6. He said, your old ass got a son that's 6 years old? He said, damn, you're going to be about 80 when he graduates.
And I was
It hit home. And all I could do was, I was like, well, yeah, you're about right. Because you start doing the math, you'd be like, yeah, you're about right. I mean, you can't get mad at nothing. That's a fact. You know what I mean? You can't get mad.
You know what?
That's how I look at it.
I think that people can't get mad at facts all the time. I say facts on this radio station. People say they get mad at them. No, I give you facts.
I don't know about
I gave
that.
You facts earlier about the record without Bryce Harper. Kyle was mad. I mean,
you like to catastrophize.
No, you guys.
You like to
just because we learn a new word doesn't mean we have to use it out of context. You're catastrophizing.
You like to catastrophize.
I mean, I do, but I'm not doing that today.
Wait a minute, Kyle. Did you hear me? Yeah. He said he do.
Of course.
But not today.
Not today. I'm the calm one today. You guys are catastrophizing.
So guess what we're going to do tomorrow? We're going to catastrophize tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, the show was a catastrophe between the reads. everything else.
Today was not a good day as far as the reads go. That's not my fault. That's Moshe's fault. Right there. He's in the hallway. That's your fault, Moshe.
Are you pointing at him?
I'm pointing at him, Moshe. That's your fault.
Most of our audience can't see that.
I didn't do it. That wasn't my fault. That was some terrible wording. That was terrible. It was terrible. It's not my fault. Not taking accountability at all.
The Hugh Douglas accountability challenge is one of my favorite games.
Not taking accountability for none of that.
It's a zero, a total zero on your part today. Ray C. is in only. Hey, Ray C.
How are you, sir? Gentlemen, let me say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
That you, when you lose your swag, is when you're old.
Okay.
I lost my swag when I was 70. I'm 72 years old, and I still can swag a little bit. But when you lose your swag is when you're old. I was a young boy in the 60s, 50s, 40s. But when I hit 70, I lost some of my swag. And
what specifically happened to lose the swag?
You know, I was cooler. I could walk better. I could speak better.
You could swing from the chandelier?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I'm not sure I can now because I'm not out there like that.
I get okay, that. Times changed a little bit. Yeah, it happens. It's okay.
But you know, I had a lot of swag until recently, as you can tell by my voice.
I could hear the swag.
Yeah, I can hear it too.
You got more swag than I do now. I'm only 38, right? You got me beat, Ray.
Yeah. Well, let me say this: I did radio for 40 years.
Oh, you got a good voice.
You know, I keep some swag. In terms of baseball, let me say this. I grew up with Roberto Clemente and Orlando Cepeda and Jose Pagan visiting my father because my father used to organize Puerto Rican leagues from little leagues to older men. So baseball was the thing, and he also owned a nightclub. So anytime the Latino players would come to Philly to play the Phillies, after the game, they'd show up at my father's nightclub. So I was surrounded. I say all that to say I know a little bit about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
When you have leadership, I don't care if he sits in the dugout. When you have Harper, he's a leader in terms of, he doesn't even have to be a leader vocally. But as younger men, you see a guy that you want to be like in terms of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So bring him on, even if he sits on the bench, you know. He's got swag, you know what I mean? He's got swag.
Ray's our swag expert.
I could hear the swag, yeah, right? And Ray's got experience. I mean, those guys you talked about, Cepeda, Clemente, those guys had swag, right?
Oh, big time, big time. But let me say that Orlando Cepeda was not the kindest dude in the world.
No?
He was mean?
No, because I was a little leaguer, you know. And I knew they were coming, and I was excited. I had a catcher's mitt. When they arrived, Clemente was a great man and asked me questions. All Orlando Cepeda was talking about his businesses. He had a men's store here and there and how much money he had. And here's this poor little boy with his glove, and he didn't address me, but Clemente was a superstar. And I had the opportunity, I was on Temple Radio when Clemente died. I was 17 years old, and that was a devastating day for me, a devastating night to be there and open the mic up and start to cry. It was unbelievable. But God bless me that 50 years later, they made a salsa album, a salsa CD, in tribute to Clemente, and they contacted me, and I did the cover notes. And I'm very proud of that. And years later, his family came to Philadelphia and invited me to dinner. So, you know, I've lived a good life. Listen, it's all good till 70, brother. After that, things slow down. But let me tell you something. I love your show because you guys are like comedy act in the middle of the day.
Ray, thank you. We appreciate that, and thank you for sharing the story. Ray, you call again.
I got to say, the only thing I'll push back on is I don't think the swag ever fell off.
No, he's got swag still.
I kind of felt that a little bit, too.
He's got swag still. I mean, he told us those are some cool stories. Obviously, that's a heartfelt story that he was on the air when Clemente passed away. He also kind of took a dig at Cepeda, which I think is kind of funny. Cepeda wasn't very nice.
Never, you never forget those things.
No, you never do.
Yeah,
it's like meeting Hugh Douglas.
So know? From now on,
never meet your heroes.
If anyone brings up Orlando Cepeda, I'm going to just say he's overrated.
Yeah,
he wasn't nice to my guy, right?
No, he was a jerk.
Yeah, total jerk. Good player, but a little overrated.
Yeah, somebody probably saying something about me too.
Yeah. So, and Hugh, don't worry. You have a few more years until you're not cool
yeah,
at 70.
I got a little time.
We got like 5 years, 10.
Yeah, but then hell at the graduation, I'm gonna be about on my last leg, ain't I?
Oh, Harper's graduation.
Yeah, when he's graduating.
Yeah. Let's say Harper, your grandpa's.
That's my dad. Is that your dad?
Pop. Is that your pop? No, that's my dad.
It's my dad.
All right, Tommy's in Boston. What's up, Tommy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Loyal listener from Boston and longtime Phillies fan, believe it or not.
Well, Tommy, we appreciate you, buddy. What are you feeling today? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm not feeling good about Bryce's wrist. I mean, it's just this is. I think this is going to be a lingering problem for quite some time, and he doesn't even seem sure of it. I remember hearing something back maybe a couple of weeks ago about like a possible infection he might have been dealing with.
Infection.
I don't, you know, that was kind of dicey, but this sounds very serious, obviously. The way he swings that bat, I mean, the power bat he swings is unbelievable. Some people have also mentioned how violent his swing is, and I have to agree. But, you know, he's a marked man right now by the opponents when he comes back, and it's just, I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, well, I'm concerned too, Tommy, and if just the part that's concerning to me is they don't seem to have an answer. You know, if it was a sprain or if it was a break or there was a crack in there, then all right, then here's how we fix it, right? Surgery or rest or a cast or whatever. Yep. It feels like it's a touch and go scenario. And Tommy, I could see him coming back soonish and trying to give it a go, but I don't have any faith it's going to just be good the rest of the season. Like I have no idea.
No doubt about it, and of course he's the biggest asset they have, and this is a game changer. This is a big game changer. You know that they really have to have him in the lineup, but hopefully he'll get back soon and you know, continue the torrid pace that he's been on toward his Hall of Fame travels.
I like
but
the
hopefully
word,
he'll make it. But I have a name for Hugh's list.
Okay,
and this is a pitcher. I think he's currently on the Boston Red Sox Major League roster.
What's his name?
He's made some appearances this year. His name is Dick Fitz.
Yeah, Richard Fitz, also known as Dick Fitz.
Yeah, exactly.
We have officially.
He first came up in spring training. They were calling him Dick Fitz, and then all of a sudden it turned to Richard Fitz. And I think now... it's gone back to Dick Fitz.
I think
what answer me one question, guys.
Yeah.
What were his parents thinking?
For Dick Fitz?
They weren't thinking.
How about the first time he went out on a date, whether it was in high school or college or whatever? Hi, who are you? Oh, I'm Dick Fitz.
Yeah, that's when we just got to just go with the just, I'm Richard. You don't say that.
What's your real name is? Dick Fitz. Okay, sounds good to me. Let's go out.
Tommy, great phone call, man. We appreciate it.
You got a lot of people that listen to the show. Yeah.
Well, now I'm starting to think about all those names throughout sports history. That just, it's like, really, that's the guy's name?
Dick Fitz.
Yeah, there was a Dick Pole at one point in Major League Baseball. You didn't know about him? Real guy.
Oh, that's a crazy name, man.
It is. Go ahead. You can bring up the Mets pitcher they signed yesterday.
No, what is his name? Dickie Lovelady.
Dickie Lovelady. That's the answer to their problems up in New York.
Oh.
I just like how earlier you said you're not old, you're mature. It might be the biggest lie ever told on this radio station.
I mean,
and there's a lot of lies told here. A lot of fibs on WIP. Oh.
Dickie Lovelady, though.
You know what's going to happen? I have a prediction. Early September, Phillies Mets, first place on the line.
Dickie Lovelady.
Bryce Harper up. Big at-bat. He's off the injury list. Up, Mets go to the bullpen. Let's get the lefty.
Dickie Lovelady.
Dickie Lovelady. Everyone's tense, and there's Hugh giggling in the press box. Everyone is tense in the building.
Dickie Love.
And Hugh's giggling away as we have the biggest app out of the year.
That's a crazy name.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is a wild name. All right, your phone calls on all this. Do you consider 50 old? Hugh said he's not old, he's mature. We all think that's make-believe. Of course, the Phillies here. Bryce Harper, do you think they could sustain this level without him? I do. You know, I think we all would say the playoffs, biggest games, they're better with him, of course. I have seen it in 2022. I've seen it so far in the last 15 days. When the Phillies don't have Bryce for a long period, they could sustain. I think they could sustain throughout this summer if he's not back, which certainly is on the table with that wrist injury we don't know much about. Also, we got to check in with you people, and we got a couple coworkers here that I think need help, and they probably think we need help today, but we'll check in with a couple coworkers here at WIP that are just screaming for help. That's next, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.